Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zayda Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I'm Lewis Howley. I'm Sam Spoker. We are Pretty Deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Hello, my name is Zina Dragunov, the star, the NXT UK champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan T, Romoran, Chino Liao, and Rowan the SHIT. It is a full house for this audio-only exclusive. And for this week, we're talking about musicians in wrestling, specifically mga mainstream. So we really got to keep the list tight. And right before we hit recording, we even made sure to trim down the list even more just so we don't come up with like a 3-hour episode. But first things first, si Chino yung promotor ng idea na to. So Chino, where did this whole idea for this episode come from?
So a couple of months ago, I think, it's been a good few months now by the time we recorded, Spin, the music magazine, came out with an article about Tony Khan and how he was just so generous with his time and more specifically his money when it comes to buying music for AEW, diba? So recently we've seen licensed music for guys like John Moxley, for guys like Orange Cassidy, diba? All these big names, Ruby Soho has her own song now. So it just goes to show that music and professional wrestling have a very deeply rooted shared history. Parang one cannot exist with the other at this point. And it just goes to show with the number of names that we'll run down through during the episode that even the musicians themselves like to get involved in the squared circle.
Yeah, you know, as somebody who worked in radio for over a decade, it's really close to my heart then whenever these two worlds collide, diba? Music and wrestling. Tama si Chino. One cannot exist without the other. Just look at the fact that wrestlers need entrance music to hype up the way that they enter the ring and all that good stuff, diba? So it's going to be a fun list that we'll get to a couple of honorable mentions plus 10 names na talagang tumatak sa amin because they're mainstream musicians who really made an impact on pro wrestling. But before we get to all of that, let's tell our listeners how they can be part of our Wrestling Podcast patron community, which is growing stronger by the day.
Yeah, that's right. So again, we got a premium live event happening in a couple of weeks at the time of this recording. So if you want to join us for the Elimination Chamber morning after viewing party, because people did not want to watch it live from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m., all you got to do is subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/wrestling podcast for as low as 250 pesos a month. You get access to our Discord community where we talk wrestling and other stuff. You get access to our exclusive review contents, which Rowan and I do. Before you hear the thoughts on the live streams, you get access to merch as well, whether it's pasabay from stores online or our own merch, which is coming soon. You get access to all of that stuff for only 250 pesos. Again, patreon.com/wrestling podcast.
All right, so let's go through the list and we might as well do it sort of chronologically. Let's start with the 80s kasi diba nung 80s yun talaga yung kasagsagan ng rock and wrestling connection. And no, not just the show that aired on MTV, but really, literally, rock or pop and pro wrestling. And you can't talk about this stuff without Cyndi Lauper. And when you think of Cyndi Lauper, you think of Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. And dun talaga nagsimula, diba, when Captain Lou Albano, the late great Captain Lou Albano, played Cyndi Lauper's dad in that immortal music video at this point.
Yeah, I don't think any of us can actually say that we've seen WrestleMania 1, was it? Where Cindy
WrestleMania 1.
So yes. We are all, for once, too young to have seen
this. Oh, kahit ako, actually.
Diba? Exactly.
For Cindy Lauper. But I know of the Rock and Wrestling connection, given my long-time viewership of WWE product and wrestling product in general. And nung una ko siya nakita, it was very surprising to me that somebody as established as Cindy Lauper, who was a pop star of her time, was also involved in wrestling. So umabot din siya sa ganong point eh, na ganon siya kasikat. I'm sorry, I co-opted Rose.
No, it's okay.
Here, but yeah.
It's fine.
But that's just what I felt. Because when the first time I saw it, Cindy Lauper, sabihin mo, ano na yun eh, Dua Lipa ng panahon niya yan eh. Diba?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, sure.
Diba?
Yeah.
So isipin mo si Dua Lipa na sa wrestling, diba?
Yeah.
Parang hindi siya believable point eh. But back in the 80s, it actually happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So Rowan, since you know you're way younger than us, and even the three of us admit that we're too young for this stuff, did you get to watch the Girls Just Wanna Have Fun music video?
Do you know the song?
Girls yeah, do you know the song?
Yeah, I do. And me and my mom used to listen to it when I was younger.
Yun.
And when I actually watched the music videos, hindi ko nga alam na nandun si Captain Lou Albano or like someone from wrestling was involved there. And Captain Lou Albano was like involved in 4 music videos. Pero mas humanga ako dun sa The Goonies Are Good Enough. Since nandun sila Roddy Piper, sila Iron Sheik, Freddie Blassie, and so on. Oh, and Andre the Giant was there too. Maybe it's because I recognize them more. Kaya mas na-enjoy ko yung music video na yun. And the story itself in the music video was enjoyable.
Yeah. So without that, wrestling would not have crossed over to the mainstream back in the time of the early WrestleManias.
Yes, because yeah. WrestleMania 2, we see Alice Cooper walk Jake the Snake Roberts out of the ring. Right? Alice Cooper also a part of the Rock and Wrestling connection back in the 80s. So these big name pop stars, big name rock and rollers from back in the day are actually involved in wrestling. And that's something that a lot of us don't get to see as much anymore.
Yeah, see, Cindy Lauper even got involved in the actual storylines kasi, diba, she was affiliated with Wendy Richter, the former women's champion. And Cindy Lauper had a go-to move pa nga where she would hit people at the back of the head with a purse, which, you know, Marisa's since gone on to do in the current era. But she did that like once or twice during the 80s. And it's really wild na ito yung time kasi na they were trying to really build WrestleMania as this huge brand, that they had Muhammad Ali as the special guest referee for one of the matches. See, Liberace was like the guest timekeeper during this era as well, or during that WrestleMania. So, you know, they really pulled out all the stops for this time when they were really building the Rock and Wrestling connection. So there, that's number one on our list.
Tapos ngayon, si Logan Paul na lang. So, how far the mighty have fallen.
To be fair,
which we'll get to, diba?
Yeah, so okay, let's go down the list. Let's move forward one decade into the 90s and let's talk about the Insane Clown Posse.
This is a name I haven't heard of in a long, long time. So it wasn't even the first Attitude Era name that I think of when we think of musicians. But the ICP actually made an impact during the Attitude Era. Kasi doon ko lang din sila nalaman eh. Diba? That's when I was 13, that's when I found out what a juggalo was. and kala ko maangas yung juggalos eh, diba? Because they have the...
Di lang naman ikaw.
Diba? Kala ko maangas yung juggalos, that whole clown paint, face paint thing was a hit. No, but ICP actually wrestled. They actually got in the ring.
Yeah.
And they actually put out albums as wrestlers. So it's very rare to see from back in then to have these rappers get involved in the ring, diba? As these larger-than-life characters, because that's what they are, essentially. They're just larger-than-life characters who were perfectly made for the WWE.
Yeah. You know, ICP stands out as opposed to a group like, say, 3-6 Mafia, right? Who performed Mark Henry's theme. Like, we're not mentioning the 3-6 Mafias, the PODs, yung mga artists who provided music specific music for specific wrestlers. Because people like ICP, people like Cyndi Lauper, they were actually in the stories. In the case of ICP, they were part of WCW, ECW, and WWF all at different points in the mid to late 90s. So that's pretty insane to me, pun intended.
Doon talaga sila nagkaroon ng push eh. When they did all the wrestling spots that they did, that's really where a lot of their listenership comes from the people that know them from the WWE. Because until then, I don't know if I'm right in saying this, but they were pretty underground.
They actually had their own promotion, yung ICW, which is not the same ICW. I don't know. The Insane Championship Wrestling, I believe
wasn't
it was called.
Like the Juggalo Championship Wrestling?
Sorry. Yes, my bad.
Yeah, so they had their own promotion after their time at the big name promotions nung Attitude Era. So that's how far they went talaga in the industry. So there.
Yun, tama. Two. Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Yes. So nung una, championship, tapos naging championship. Yeah. So there.
I knew na familiar pala sila because parang nakita ko sila on that backyard wrestling video game.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. They have their own. And they were in a video game. Yes, that's right.
I wasn't aware na ano pala sila. Na
rapper sila.
Or like they're musicians and all. Oh yeah, today I learned.
All right. So ICP at number two. Moving on to the aughts. Let's talk about Limp Bizkit. So, ikaw, Rowan, let's ask you. Because we kind of grew up with sina Fred Durst in his prime. But did you ever listen to Limp Bizkit and their
did you,
music?
Did your parents expose you to?
Absolutely not.
So you can't name a song from Limp Bizkit off the top of your head?
Well, yung kanta lang ni Undertaker.
Yeah. At least.
Okay. First of all, pag sinabi niya my mom or my dad listens to it, alis na ako dito sa call na to. Pag sabihin ka-age na natin yung tatay niya, puta.
Okay, so Limp Bizkit, if you're from Rowan's generation, they're a new metal rock rap group. They're still performing today. They're still putting out material. They're now in their 50s. Yeah, so Fred Durst was part of that wave of white guys who made a name for themselves rapping then,
mixing it with metal and rock.
See, Kid Rock then. It's part of that same vein.
Of
white trash rockers.
Okay, I'm not gonna use that term out of, because I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But Kid Rock, Fred Durst, Jonathan Davis,
so that circle of musicians who made their mark as part of the wrestling music scene, diba?
Right. So, we, as Rowan mentioned, Limp Bizkit did have two songs that The Undertaker used as his entrance themes. Yung Rollin' and then later on My Way, or whatever order it was.
Yeah,
and
they used My Way for WrestleMania. That was a theme for WrestleMania.
Right. So yun. I don't know why. Was Limp Bizkit that big sa wrestling fans of that day?
Oh, no ba? Napaka-big ng Limp Bizkit sa mga bata nung panahon.
Yes. No, I mean for me, yes, but I wasn't a wrestling fan at the time.
Hindi
ka ba
nakinig
ng chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water? I love that album.
Hindi mo ba na gets yung sexual euphemism doon?
Ganito. Rowan, after we end this call on Skype, you should go on your preferred streaming service and listen to Roland. Like, really listen to it and see how aggressive that makes you feel. That's why it's big with the wrestling fans. Because this sounds totally cool. This white guy telling me to roll and steal a car.
Or this guy telling me na you can't fuck with my generation. Parang ganun. So, it was very Generation X talaga.
Can I just say that when everybody said that Limp Bizkit's My Way was the worst My Way ever, I was like, bakit may iba pa bang My Way?
Oh,
yung kasi yun ako My Way.
Which at least yung My Way na Limp Bizkit di nakamamatay.
Yun lang yung My Way na alam ko eh. So, you really saw that gravity that they had on the wrestling fandom
at the time. That's a snapshot of the late 90s early 2000s.
It's really the same thing as ICP. Like, if you understand why ICP capture the hearts of wrestling fans, so then you can understand why Limp Bizkit did the same.
Yeah, but to be fair, ICP did not do the music for Mission Impossible 2.
Limp Bizkit got that bag.
Limp Bizkit got that bag, though, huh? So, to be fair, sikat naman yung Limp Bizkit
nung panahon nila.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if it's aged.
They had their 15 minutes.
I mean, they're still getting booked, so, unlike...
Kasi, syempre, nostalgia hits. Pero, has it aged well is a different question entirely.
Probably not. All right, let's talk about the next item on our list. And let's talk about these legends. Motorhead. So Motorhead, obviously on the list because of Triple H. And I don't know about you guys, but I didn't know about Motorhead until I heard the game. So that's just me, because I'm medyo uncultured ako as a kid, you know?
Yeah, same naman, because I didn't really listen to metal as a kid. So when they did that song, that was pretty cool. And then they did Evolution, that was also pretty cool. So, and then you also had Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which had some Motorhead songs. So yun yung pinaka exposure ko na Motorhead. And bagay sa kanya, bagay kay Triple H. It's, you see Lemmy in Triple H. He did the Lemmy facial hair as well.
Yeah.
So it's hard to not associate Triple H with Lemmy, yeah.
Yeah, this partnership goes a ways back, diba? Even when Triple H wasn't famous yet. In a bit din naman niya na Motorhead was one of his favorite bands, diba? Which is why he stylized himself after Lenny a lot. And when Lemmy passed away, he also gave a speech at the man's funeral, or at least eulogized the man on video. So parang makita mo talaga na their partnership goes beyond the ring. They were actually good friends, and that working with one another was just a nice perk of the relationship.
Tsaka yung ano, diba? Yung line in the sand. I don't know if this is right. You can correct me if I'm wrong, but they made it for Evolution, diba?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Oh, yun, that's really huge clout. Like really huge power to have over a mainstream metal band to create a song just for your little wrestling group.
Imagine being Jim Johnston and all of a sudden Lemmy Kilmister walks in and you're working on this track for Evolution. Tangina, sobrang astig nun, diba?
Diba?
Ikaw, Rowan, what do you know about Motorhead aside from Triple H? Like, did you also just hear of them because of Triple H's music?
Yeah, true. Nakilala ko lang sila because of Triple H's theme song and as well as the Evolution. Pero outside that, ang narinig ko lang sa kanilang kanta is Ace of Spades, and that's it. That's about it.
Yeah, that's another one of their signature songs, which also got used in wrestling, diba? NXT TakeOver London, I believe it was, noong 2015. So, yeah, that's like three contributions to WWE, right? From Motorhead. Rest in peace, Lemmy. As, you know, we tie a bow around their place on our list of mainstream musicians who've made an impact on professional wrestling. We'll get to the rest of our list in a bit, but first we got to take a break and let you know about how you can support the podcast through your online shopping over on Lazada.
Right, guys, as you know, there's always a good deal waiting for you at Lazada. So if you are getting anything, kasi hashtag nasa Lazada yan, all you got to do is use our affiliate link to support the podcast. In doing so, all you got to do is type in podlink.co/IAM. podlink.co/IAM on your mobile browser, and then add the cart and check out from the app. And what you buy will also help us do what we do here in the podcast at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's move on to the 2000s as we talk about these mainstream musicians who've made an impact on pro wrestling. And we got to talk about the Hall of Famers. He's Snoop Dogg, who's already appeared for both WWE and AEW at this point. And I think your earliest memory of Snoop Dogg in wrestling was WrestleMania 24, nung Bunny Mania Showcase, was it? I forget what it's called.
Yeah, I actually forgot about that because I did not watch the whole event, but Snoop Dogg is pretty big. I think he's a self-confessed wrestling fan, which is why he keeps getting invited to these things. So he has helped out the culture tremendously.
Yeah, by merit of being related to the boss, Sasha Banks, he also remixed her song, right? And that also counts as a massive contribution because Sasha is one of those rarities, lalo na sa women's division, that has their own signature song that isn't produced in-house, diba? It's part of licensed music as far as things are concerned. So for
in house siya, but they got Snoop Dogg to rap a verse.
The point I'm trying to make it, at least meron siyang mainstream aspect to it. It's not typical wrestling music as one might think, diba? So at least it has that big name rapper behind it that allows it to catapult somebody like Sasha Banks into mainstream media, like we're seeing her do right now.
Yeah, if you guys have read about Snoop Dogg and Sasha and their relationship, Sasha tells stories about how Snoop Dogg used to bring her to yung mga wrestling shows kasi yun talagang hilig din niya as a kid. And when she became a wrestler and was trying to figure out yung identity niya in the ring, seeing Snoop Dogg and his entourage gave her the idea to be the boss. So that's literally influence right there. And you know, you can see the impact on the screen when you see Sasha Banks being the legit boss on television. Rowan, did you know of Snoop Dogg's music before he appeared on WWE?
No, actually, mas nakilala ko siya on the memes. Kasi diba, nauuso that around 2015 yung mga Thug Life memes.
Right, right.
Mag-play yung mga music niya, ganun. Lumabas din siya sa WWE at that time where he performed Peaches and Cream with ano ba yung mga divas dun.
Wait, then, are you telling me you've never heard Snoop Dogg on the radio?
You never dropped it like it's hot?
Never.
Wow.
Okay, I'm not gonna ask what stations you listen to, but I find that kind of impossible because napaka mainstream ni Snoop Dogg.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
pero sobrang influential nga ni Snoop Dogg when it comes to the wrestling industry. Na pati sa AEW nag appeared din siya where he did that. Ano ba tawag niya doon? Doggy Splash?
Yeah, he actually did a spot, which I don't think I've ever seen him do in the ring sa WWE.
No, he never did.
Snoop Dogg got high.
Ang ginawa niya lang in WWE, parang he had that segment with Curtis Axel. He threw him over the top rope. That's it. Pero sa AEW, parang mas naging involved siya.
And he went through a table.
And he even performed Cody Rhodes' theme song.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, okay, if we're gonna compare it by like the Sasha song or the Cody song, pretty sure the Sasha song.
Yeah,
Cody hasn't kept using the verse. So parang
wala. Also that, yes.
I mean, I think even he acknowledged low-key na hindi siya maganda talaga. Hindi lang talaga bagay.
He realizes he does not have enough melanin to pull that song off.
But yeah, Snoop Dogg, you know, clearly very impactful in wrestling, not enough in Rowan's musical tastes, but that's okay. We will educate Rowan after this recording. Let's go to name number 6 on the list, Billy Corgan. Okay, Rowan, kilala mo ba si Billy Corgan outside of wrestling?
No.
Do you know him in wrestling?
Wow.
Being introduced as the wrestling promoter of NWA.
Yeah, at least you know that. Because that could be quite niche as well.
Okay.
I don't blame Rowan for not knowing Billy Corgan. Because if you weren't like a somewhat edgy, cool
grunge, thing, yeah,
you might not be listening to the Smashing Pumpkins. I don't blame him one bit. Exactly. So he gets a pass for this one. He doesn't get a pass for Snoop Dogg though.
Yeah, no. I mean, I only knew of Billy Corgan when I got on the radio, and then I doubly marked out when he started getting involved with TNA. Di ba nung simula, ano pa siya, parang on-screen personality pa siya with TNA. Then eventually they had this very weird public falling out. Then he went and got the naming rights for the NWA. And now he's since become their head honcho over there. So it's pretty weird seeing Billy Corgan get this involved with professional wrestling. But I liked it because every time I would get to play a Smashing Pumpkins song, I would say, oh yeah, you know, he's involved in wrestling right now. That's what he's doing today.
I watched the NWA, so it's really weird to see him as that, as the president of the NWA. Kasi alam mo yung front mention of Smashing Pumpkins, but they really separate the two identities.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins were a huge, huge part of my 20s. I know it was a few decades removed from when they were famous, but it actually learning about their band and the music that they represented, the angst of the 90s, I could relate to that a whole lot. Emo sila before emo was a thing, diba? And to see somebody from that genre represented in wrestling, not just represented, but play a major role in wrestling as a promoter, just also really means a lot to the world of people who listen to both the Smashing Pumpkins and who watch the product, diba? Like, only started watching NWA because of Billy Corgan. I never had plans of paying attention to the NWA had it not been for him. So because of him, I now know of people like Nick Aldis, diba? Of people like what happened to Trevor Murdoch. I know that now because of Billy Corgan.
I'm glad na yun yung effect sa'yo ni Billy Corgan because I actually thought of Trevor Murdoch and then I thought to Google him. But you know, it's nice that Billy Corgan has had this effect on you.
Yeah, no, kasi malaking bagay talaga yung Smashing Pumpkins sa buhay ko eh. So it just intersects in the nicest way possible for me.
Tsaka, see, Billy Corgan has like the biggest flex of any famous wrestling fan. He actually went out and bought an entire company. And it turns out to be one of the most legendary companies in history as well. So nobody else can say that for themselves as fans. Well, like you can just say, oh, I performed in the ring, but Billy Corgan actually bought an entire brand.
Okay, there's actually one name on the list that I think could make an argument, but I think Billy Corgan does have a strong case in that little debate. We'll get to him in a bit. First, though, let's get to the weekend of the 2010s, and that's Flo Rida, because there was a time when WrestleMania season would come around, and we'd be hearing Flo Rida songs.
Nain so to for the weekend.
Yeah, like, tama ba yung...
No dig at Abel here, pero you know what? The Weeknd's role in wrestling is today, right? The last three WrestleManias, The Weeknd, The Weeknd, The Weeknd. That was Flo Rida a decade ago, guys.
Oh, nga. Pero alam mo yun, iba
naman. But The Weeknd is so much better than Flo Rida. Come on.
I'm just saying, somebody in the WWE music department really loved Flo Rida back in the day and really loves The Weeknd today. That's all
Rowan,
I'm saying.
Rowan, what is your favorite Flo Rida theme?
Probably the first song that I ever heard from him, which is yung Low.
No, yung theme ng WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
Did I ever became a... Did ever that...
No.
Parang hindi. Parang hindi.
Hindi. Pero I'm pretty sure the Good Feeling tsaka yung Wild Ones.
Yeah. Okay.
It was like Flo Rida, Demi Lovato, Flo Rida, then The Weeknd.
To be fair, what Flo Rida has over The Weeknd is Flo Rida has actually participated in spots backstage.
Yeah,
they feud pa with Heath Slater, diba?
Yes, they had an in-ring altercation. So that was pretty cool. And then, you know, seeing that, oh yeah, Flo Rida is just as big as the rest of them. So, you know, that was pretty cool.
Props to him for providing music, I guess.
Relatable
to the masses who might... or might not be interested in watching WrestleMania.
Also, I like how Rowan knows of Flo Rida, pero not
Snoop Dogg.
I mean, Flo Rida was the party rapper guy, diba? Nung late 2000s, early 2010s. So I'm sure that would have come across Rowan's radar. Yeah.
Pero di niya kinala si Snoop Dogg.
Di niya kinala si Snoop Dogg.
He never dropped it like it's hot. But he could get low.
Flo Rida.
All right, so that's Flo Rida at number 7 on our list. A few years later, after the Flo Rida era of WrestleMania theme songs, we got this guy, Machine Gun Kelly, now mostly known for being Megan Fox's better half, swapping blood vials with her and all that good stuff. But there was a time when Machine Gun Kelly took a powerbomb from Kevin Owens off the stage of Monday Night Raw onto a table, which to me spoke volumes about how willing this man was to put professional wrestling over.
Yeah, mukhang fan din siya. And syempre, we all heard of MGK in wrestling when he provided that promo music for John Cena.
It was actually a theme nung 28. So it was one of the themes alongside Good Feeling.
Oh, yeah. It was a sub-theme for Flo Rida, right?
Yes, yes.
I know. But they also use it as a vignette. So that was pretty cool. That was like the peak of his involvement. But props to him also for taking a powerbomb from the stage, which is not a short drop at all. Kahit safe siya, medyo, it was pretty cool looking, and that was pretty awesome of him to take from Kevin Owens.
Not to be fair, I feel like MGK is one of those guys that hits other guys in the nuts for fun. So parang feeling ko, his biggest influence is Jackass or something. So feeling ko, nag-suggest talaga siya na, oh, powerbomb mo on stage, masaya yan. So I was like, so it's not really that surprising for me to see him do that. But at the same time, yes, very impressive that he participated to that extent. And yeah, contributed to however he could in the wrestling world.
Yeah, I'm not going to make that assumption about MGK, but he's a sport for doing that. Good for Kevin Owens then, because I think he got a rub off of that clip, diba? When everybody started YouTubing Machine Gun Kelly getting powerbombed through a table. Yeah. Who was the guy doing it? Kevin freaking Owens. So
yeah, the biggest Shania Twain fan in the world.
That's right.
So sobrang labo, diba? But then, like, yeah, good for KO.
Rowan, did you know that MGK was a relatively kilalang rapper when he appeared on WWE?
I just know that he performed at WrestleMania, that's it. And he also performed on Raw. Plus, I only know about his music when I heard yung pinerform niya ng Raw on a WWE 2K game.
So, yeah, that's right. There were a couple of soundtracks, I think, that had some MGK songs in them. So yeah, that would make
you're
sense.
Not even aware of his beef with Eminem?
No.
Damn. Okay.
I don't know. I'm really...
Alam mo ba na asawa siya ni Megan Fox?
Do you know Megan Fox? Baka hindi pa niya kailan si Transformers? Megan Fox, guys, ha? One step at a time. Baka hindi pa niya kailan si Megan Fox.
Alright, guys, I'm boring, alright?
No. Was Megan Fox instrumental in your growth, is what we're asking.
No, pero recently ko na lang nalaman yun.
No, I just wanted to know how much you know, because... We're flying all up and away with the references here, and then wala pa lang idea.
Yeah, this is what we mean about the homework.
That's not just homework. If he doesn't really know the culture, then you can't homework that.
Speaking of the culture, we've got two more, and they do represent hip-hop very, very well. We'll get to those names in a bit, but we'll take one last break before we round out our list and also tell you about the honorable mentions natin here on the podcast. But first, here's how you can support the show through your online shopping over on Shopee.
Right, guys. Again, there's also always a deal waiting for you on Shopee. So all you got to do to support the podcast while doing your online shopping is to use our affiliate link. It is podlink.co/W9X. Podlink.co/W, the number 9 and the letter X. Type that in your mobile browser, add to cart, and check out from the app. And what you buy will also help us do what we do here in the podcast. Again, at no extra cost to you.
And now a quick break to hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's cross over to the current era when we talk about mainstream musicians in wrestling, and let's talk about Wale. So, si Wale, the case for him is not only did he appear in that battle rap segment with the Usos and the New Day in 2017, Wale is also responsible for Wale Mania, which is a huge staple at WrestleMania weekend up until the COVID-19 pandemic. So this is a dude who literally brings people from music and wrestling together for like a big-ass party. Yung tickets go on sale like months before the event. Nasa sold out siya agad. And they're pretty expensive tickets. And they start the party at like 9 or 10 p.m. And they go all the way until madaling araw, wherever these events are at. And Wale is a very known wrestling fan within these circles to the point na... when he shows up at an event, like, he really shows up. Like, you know, he likes to get involved talaga and get to know the people behind the curtains.
Yes, he does throw a party, but that's just one show every year at WrestleMania. That's not the same as actually growing a company and trying to make it a big player in wrestling, which is what Billy Corgan is doing. But yes, Wale is pretty huge. And it's great to know that WWE is leveraging his cred and his popularity to try and reach the younger fans.
I don't think it's a binary relationship here, diba? Hindi naman exclusive si Wale sa WWE and exclusive si Billy Corgan sa NWA, diba? Exactly. So, but I feel like, not to discount their achievements, I feel like Wale by merit of being a huge wrestling mark has also influenced the world of hip-hop a lot, diba? Kasi, because of Wale, other rappers now want to get involved in wrestling. Just listen to the New Day pod. But they've interviewed Wale and they talked about all the different rappers who were also wrestling fans and how all these other people from the world of hip-hop want to be involved. So parang he opened a forbidden door that nobody expected to be there at this point. And that's to the world of rap.
Yeah, that's a very good point that you brought up, Chino. Si Kazim Famuyide, the former WWE writer, now with The Ringer, co-host ni David Shoemaker, has talked about how Wally really tries to bridge the hip-hop community and wrestling, especially since black wrestling fans, according to Kaz, don't get a lot of love from the industry, don't get a lot of love from the sport. So si Wally is one of those people who's really trying to bridge those two worlds because of his passion talaga for wrestling. Rowan, do you know of Wally's music? Have you heard of the name outside of wrestling?
Outside of NXT.
Actually, hindi. Ang narinig ko lang talaga is him being involved in wrestling as a whole. Not only yung he got involved in that rap battle with, between the Usos and the New Day, but he also became a commentator at 205 Live. That's about it. And then he performed Big E's theme song at WrestleMania.
Right, right. Yeah, he's also, yeah, he is the guy who performed Big E's theme. How could we forget? Okay, so like, I think this paints a picture of how big a fan this guy is. Na he didn't take a guest commentary spot on like Raw or SmackDown. He was, you know, he got 205 Live and he seemed to be okay with it.
Yeah. I wouldn't, if I were him, I wouldn't settle for 205 Live. But if he wants to watch wrestling, no matter who it is, then game lang. Di okay naman siya for being a trooper about it.
Yeah, I mean, kung kilala niya sina August Gray, diba, and sina Kurt Stallion, then, you know, good for him. All right, let's round out our list with the one and only Bad Bunny. He has to be here. He deserves to be on the list because of his contributions to professional wrestling from Royal Rumble 2021 up until last week's Royal Rumble spot appearance. Bad Bunny is one of those guys who really took advantage of the fact that wrestling needed a big name, and he was really game to put himself through the ringer of wrestling training and getting physically involved with these performances. So I think it really worked both ways. Na parang, when you think about it, Bad Bunny didn't really need to be here, but he actually went above and beyond the requirement.
Now, you guys might forget that Bad Bunny is actually a huge wrestling fan, a huge WWE fan. One of his most prized possessions is the big gold belt from back in the day. As in a replica big gold belt, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Tama ba ako? So he has one of those that he carries around whenever he does tours, kasi ganun niya kamahal ang wrestling. So when the opportunity arose, yes, all the things you said were right, Stan. But also, just as a big fan of the sport, he was more than willing to dump in head first, diba? In more ways than one.
Haita, so if Rowan doesn't know Bad Bunny before this, then I don't blame him because I didn't also actually know. You know Bad Bunny. Now you know Bad Bunny.
The opposite. I knew magugulat kayo dito. Well, I knew him before he even got involved in the WWE. Pero one of the first song that I've heard of him is Chambea. That was the music video where Richter was there. Tapos,
yes, that's right.
The big gold belt. Mm-hmm. Kaya parang yun yung mas memorable sa akin about Bad Bunny than his WrestleMania performances and Royal Rumble performance.
He also had Booker T.
Yeah. I didn't know of Bad Bunny before Booker T. Diba? So that was pretty
okay.
Cool.
Wow, I didn't know that.
It doesn't show up on my radar because all the time, but I have to seek it out. But now I know he's pretty good. And not just that he's a good musician and a good rapper, but he is quite literally the best celebrity wrestler that we've ever seen in the business so far.
Teka lang, is he better than Stephen Amell?
He's bigger than Stephen Amell.
Magka-level lang sila.
Sige, magka-level sila.
Skill-wise, magka-level lang sila. Yeah.
But I would say that he's more famous than Stephen Amell.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Bad Bunny, like when you think about the Latinx market, he's got that cornered, right? Like he's a three-time record setter for like sales and stuff sa genre niya. So that says a lot about his selling power. And if you want to pull back the curtain a bit, yung appearance niya nung 2021 was to build up to his world tour, diba, later that year. And I'd like to think na yung appearances niya in WWE really contributed then to the way that it sold out in days. And that kind of also plays into why he appeared in the Royal Rumble this year. But I think it was also a spot to like promote yung kanyang 2022 tour. So kind of like what happens with the Super Bowl and all that stuff. But good for Bad Bunny na he's able to do it in such a way na nage-enjoy din siya. I mean, you know, he got in the ring with like Brock Lesnar. Like what a way to promote your stuff.
Yeah, so he's really risking his health out there because it's not a joke.
So
many things could go wrong. Exactly. Yeah, so many things can go wrong. He can get injured, especially given his body type. But so far, nothing bad has happened to him. And he's probably lucky in that regard. So good for him. So sana may, you know, more appearances to come pa siya.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, if the WrestleMania 37 match and the Royal Rumble were any indication, diba? He's got the skills. I mean, he did wrestle for most of that WrestleMania 37 match because Damian Priest and I believe John Morrison were both reportedly injured at the time. So, talagang
nagbuhat siya.
Oh, siya nagbuhat talaga. So, sana basbasan tayo ulit ni San Benito. Bad Bunny definitely deserves a spot on our list. Let's run it out here with some honorable mentions. And for this segment, what we're going to do is we're going to reverse it. We're going to talk about wrestlers who are in music naman, not the other way around. So we got to start with Chris Jericho. So of course, we all know what Chris Jericho is famous for, but in the world of music, he's got his own metal band, Fozzy, which has been going strong for the better part of the last 20-something years.
Yeah, if you think wrestlers turn musicians, then Chris Jericho is unarguably the most popular example. Because he started Fozzy as like a side gig for his wrestling career, and then it's become so huge that, you know, it stands apart from his work in wrestling. Not many people can say that, or literally no one else could say that, I think.
I would say like one or two people, but you know, Chris Jericho is on a different league of his own for sure, right?
Ang sa akin lang, gusto ko lang i-clarify na hindi kasama sila Elias dito. Hindi kasama yung three count. We're talking about shoot musicians, right? Like actual wrestlers who do actual music and put them out. And Chris Jericho, by merit of him being the front man of Fozzy, is also behind one of the most captivating, I should say, songs in wrestling history. Diba? Whenever Judas hit, entire arenas sing it. Diba? It was so massive in its scope and scale that everybody who's a wrestling fan actually knows the song by heart. So because of that, he's even able to elevate himself in terms of his music while also still being an in-ring competitor. So malaking bagay din si Chris Jericho dito sa list na to.
Actually, it took me a while to realize that Chris Jericho was in Fozzy. Like, narinig ko na lang yun when I was listening to his podcast. Like, he was promoting his tours. I first heard of his song when I was watching, as a new wrestling fan, I was watching like highlights video of pay-per-views, diba? They would play like random music. And it so happened, like, play yung Enemy. You're my enemy.
Tapos, you didn't know it was Chris Jericho?
I didn't know.
Okay. Well, to be fair, he only really started promoting his Fozzy side hustle in the early 2000s, which is way before your time. So, and after that, parang nakalimutan ng mga tao, okay, Fozzy was a thing. And then the late 2010s happened and their songs got better and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. The only Fozzy song I know is Judas. So it's like, I never really bothered listening to Fozzy, probably because I'm not a big metalhead.
Nee, it took him a while din kasi. Yeah. Like, even si Jericho, aminado siya na the albums did get better over time nung simula, hindi siya as papatok talaga. And there was a point where he really separated Fozzy from wrestling. So that probably explains it. So aside from Chris Jericho, let's go through the other names on our honorable mentions. We have to mention Jeff Hardy, who also has his own band. I could never get yung pronunciation right.
I think it's just Peroxygen. That's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Okay, so yun.
Arte lang yung spelling.
Yeah,
but I think the biggest, I don't know, that's pretty seen to me, but I think the biggest thing that they've done is a cover of his theme song, No More Words. That's it. That's the most notable thing I can think of. But they also probably did some songs for Jeff's TNA run, but I don't know them. So
yeah, nothing obsolete. That's really crossover.
Sorry, what?
Obsolete. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Obsolete. Yes. Now I remember.
From the
but yeah, that's pretty much it.
From the broken era. Yes. Mickie James, also on our list, because she is an accomplished country singer. She actually has a music video where siya yung bida and yung kontrabidang ex-jowa is Nick Aldis. So that's pretty fun. There were also a couple of other female wrestlers who appeared in that video. I think Trish Stratus was also in that music video. So, she does mix yung two worlds from time to time. Siyempre yung hardcore country, which we heard at the Royal Rumble Premium Live event, kanta niya rin yun. So yon, that's Mickie James. Lillian Garcia also has an accomplished career as a musician. She did promote some of her music in WWE back in the day. There was like this one Spanish song that she wrote for Eddie Guerrero. So there's that. Yeah, R-Truth also
R-Truth
on the list.
I want to talk about R-Truth real
legit
quick.
Legit, diba?
Yeah, yeah. He's a rapper, and I know your only exposure to R-Truth's rapping is What's Up. But if you actually go in and listen to the songs he's released, especially my latest ones, he's actually pretty good. Yung What's Up doesn't reflect how actually talented he is as a serious rapper. And if he had a bigger machinery, which is actually pretty sad, the WWE doesn't get behind his songs, his releases, the way they should as a, you know, multi-million dollar company. If he could get that big push on the marketing side in music, he probably could be a decent musician on the charts right now.
Are we going to count John Cena? Because he technically did release a full-length album.
Rowan, did you know that John Cena has an album?
Yeah, I am aware, but I never heard of those.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
They got a real producer for that album.
They got legit rappers on the album, not just his cousin, Trademark.
Yeah, they sold it on the shelves. Like, I actually bought mine at Walmart in the States.
Tama. So it was a gimmick, yes, but they actually did push it as a legit music stunt from Cena. That got a bigger push than R-Truth's rap career. So it wasn't bad. Cena has bars, as you guys know already, from his battle raps and his theme songs. Diba? I would count it as a serious effort because it's half-assed talaga. And if you haven't heard it yet, you should go check it out. It probably doesn't age that well, but it's not offensive then at the same time.
Yeah, I would argue that some of the album cuts were better than The Time Is Now. So yun. See Butcher, we gotta mention The Butcher from AEW. He's the guitarist of Every Time I Die, real name Andy Williams, as you know Chris Jericho loves to mention on commentary. See Butcher, he's actually like Brody King in that they were both musicians first and then got into wrestling. Every Time I Die has been around for a while. Well, they have similar body types and pareho silang puro tattoo. So yun.
Yeah.
I didn't know Brody King was a musician first. That kind of explains a lot, but okay.
Yeah, yeah. Brody King only really got into business in like 2014, 2015. Pero yung banda niya has been around for quite some time before that.
I have a cousin out here who is out here in the US who's a big into the hardcore rock scene, shall we say. And he introduced me to Every Time I Die. And that's how I know of him. Now, hindi ko alam na wrestling fan pala siya kasi wala sa itsura niya. Because if you see The Butcher or Andy Williams outside the ring and you hear his interviews, he's very soft-spoken. And it's almost kind of nerdy to listen to him. The way he just talks about things and how he loves music and wrestling and horror and tries to combine all these worlds inside the wrestling ring. And the transformation that he takes on as The Butcher is just something to behold and just very jaw-dropping if you look at it from his perspective. Kasi hindi mo ina-expect na this lanky dude is actually going to turn out into be this big bruiser in the ring.
Bakit dati ba ano siya? Lanky siya?
Dati wala sa itsura niya na mukha siyang wrestler eh. You know what I mean?
Like, tapos naging mukhang tatay siya.
Oo, diba? I would believe it more na tatay siya more than the wrestler. You know? That's what I would believe more. But then when you see him in the ring, diba? Ang layo ng demeanor niya from inside the ring than outside the ring.
Other names on our list, you got Leo Rush, who just signed a deal, I think, with Universal Records, if you saw that piece of news. And I guess we can count Hit Row, diba? Because legit din naman yung raps nila.
They tried, yeah. Yeah. I think only B-Fab has released music publicly.
See, Swerve meron din.
Swerve meron din.
Yeah. So at least Swerve and B-Fab are legit musicians in their own right too. So
see Alicia Taylor, the NXT ring announcer.
That's right. She's a drummer.
Also
drummer for a metal band of all things.
That's true. She is way before she got into NXT as the ring announcer, she was already performing as a drummer for that metal band that Chino just mentioned. So yeah, thanks for reminding us that she is deserving of a spot on the list. So there, that's our quick rundown of musicians in wrestling and wrestlers or wrestling personalities in music. I'm sure we missed so much more. People probably gonna say na, oh, what about that album from like 2003? Nalala mo yun, Ro, yung originals.
Yeah, originals. Yeah. Yeah. I have a funny story because I wanted to buy it. I was in the States and lumabas yung originals, and I don't believe I saw it here, but it might have been here in the
Philippines. I never saw it here.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw it there, and I wanted to buy it, and then my parents stopped me from buying it.
Bakit
daw? Wala, kasi they thought that my dollars for better used elsewhere. And then now looking back, I'm kind of glad that they stopped me from buying it because it wasn't that good. It literally was just wrestlers singing and only a few of them were good. So good call then. But if you want to listen to it, I think it's on Spotify.
It's on Spotify. Yeah. I've so heard
you can hear for yourself how well conceived of a project that was.
Thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Moran. Your call paid off 20 plus years later. Yeah. Go check that out on Spotify. And go check us out on Spotify as well. If you're listening to the pod and you love these conversations we're having, give us a 5-star rating. May promo pa rin tayo with our friends from Mega and Machong Chismisan. So go check out our social media for that. Facebook.com/WrestlingWrestlingPodcast. For Twitter and TikTok, it is @Wrestling2XPod. And if you want to hit us up individually, talk about our choices in music, if you want to educate Rowan and tell him about Limp Bizkit or Snoop Dogg, you can hit him up at Monday Night Rowan, NITE on Twitter, NIGHT on Instagram. For Ro, it's at Ro is War. For Chino, it's at Chino Supersized. And for me, it is @_StanC. Kita kits tayo on Thursday at 7 PM sa Kumu at Wrestling Wrestling Pod and on the Facebook page for our next live stream. But until then, please keep those masks on. Get your vaccines and boosters if you can and go out and vote come May 2022. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.